As the Hogwarts Express pulled out of the station the next morning, Hermione gave Harry and Ron some surprising news.
"I went to see Professor McGonagall this morning, just before breakfast. I've decided to drop Muggle studies."
"But you passed your exam with 320%,
said Ron.
"I know, sighed Hermione, but I can't stand another year like this one. That time turner, it was driving me mad. I've handed it in. Without Muggle studies and divination, I'll be able to have a normal schedule again."
"I still can't believe you didn't tell us about it," said Ron grumpily. "We're supposed to be your friends."
"I promised I wouldn't tell anyone," said Hermione severely.
She looked around at Harry, who was watching Hogwarts disappear from view behind a mountain. 2 whole months before he'd see it again.
"Oh, cheer up, Harry," said Hermione sadly.
"I'm okay," said Harry quickly, "just thinking about the holidays."
"Yeah, I've been thinking about them too," said Ron.
"Harry, you've got to come and stay with us. I'll fix it up with Mum and Dad, and then I'll call you. I know how to use a Felitone now."
"A telephone, Ron," said Hermione. "Honestly, you should take Muggle studies next year."
Ron ignored her.
"It's the Quidditch World Cup this summer. How about it, Harry? Come and stay, and we'll go and see it. Dad can usually get tickets from work."
This proposal had the effect of cheering Harry up a great deal.
"Yeah, I bet the Dursleys would be pleased to let me come, especially after what I did to Aunt Marge."
Feeling considerably more cheerful, Harry joined Ron and Hermione in several games of exploding snap, and when the witch with the tea cart arrived, he bought himself a very large lunch, though nothing with chocolate in it. But it was late in the afternoon before the thing that made him truly happy turned up.
"Harry," said Hermione suddenly, peering over his shoulder, "what's that thing outside your window?"
Harry turned to look outside. Something very small and grey was bobbing in and out of sight beyond the glass. He stood up for a better look and saw that it was a tiny owl, carrying a letter that was much too big for it. The owl was so small, in fact, that it kept tumbling over in the air, buffeted this way and that in the train's slipstream. Harry quickly pulled down the window, stretched out his arm, and caught it. It felt like a very fluffy snitch. He brought it carefully inside. The owl dropped its letter onto Harry's seat and began zooming around their compartment, apparently very pleased with itself for accomplishing its task. Hedwig clicked her beak with a sort of dignified disapproval. Crookshank sat up in his seat, following the owl with his great yellow eyes. Ron, noticing this, snatched the owl safely out of harm's way. Harry picked up the letter. It was addressed to him. He ripped open the letter and shouted,
"It's from Sirius!"
"What?"
said Ron and Hermione excitedly.
"Read it aloud."